By Invitation Only by Coprime. Rating: Explicit. Archive Warning: Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Fandom: Daredevil Comics. Relationship: Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional tags: Established relationship: Ghost Foggy Nelson, Vampire Matt Murdock, Temporary transformation: No one is permanently dead or even currently dead, really, despite the ghost tag. Just a little incorporeal sometimes. Orgasm delay / denial. Dom / sub. A smidgen of blood play. Praise kink. Begging. Plot what plot. Spending the week as a ghost would never be Foggy's preferred way of spending the week, but given some of the weeks he'd had over the years, it could definitely be worse. He maybe got a little incorporeal while he was away from the people and places that tied him to his mortal life, like when he was traveling between his home and his office without Matt by his side, but he hadn't been hurt, and he wasn't alone in what was happening. All of New York City was experiencing the joys of being a supernatural creature of some sort for the next week. Plus, this bit of supernatural nonsense came with a deadline, according to those more knowledgeable than him, so soon everything would be back to normal in Foggyville. All in all, Foggy whistled as he walked home, even when a harried dog walker who was currently a werewolf and their herd of a half dozen dogs passed through him. Honestly, the biggest perk was that Matt was a vampire. Matt as a vampire had red eyes now to match his red hair, and his skin turned bright burnt red if he went out in the sun. His fangs only came out when he was getting personal with his preferred snack, aka Foggy. None of their clients knew what sort of creature Matt was getting to spend the week as, between the large sunglasses he normally wore and thinking that a blind man wouldn't have any particular reason to need the shades drawn in his office. Matt had grumpily taken to donning the DD suit to travel anywhere, covering up the small section of his lower face that was left exposed by the suit with the thickest, longest scarf he and Foggy owned. It was the safest way for him to move about during the day, but the scarf had pom-poms and was below the dignity of Daredevil, according to Matt. Foggy, having had a front-row seat to the antics Matt liked to call good ideas, disagreed that there was a level of dignity to which Daredevil could ascribe. The need to drink blood was a non-issue as far as Foggy was concerned. Unsurprisingly, Matt was as fussy about blood as a vampire as he was about people food normally. Luckily, he found Foggy delicious, and Foggy found that sitting on Matt's lap with Matt's arms around him made his corpus extracorporeal and full of blood for Matt. Despite what numerous novels and horror flicks claimed, however, feeding Matt just made Foggy sleepy and led to impromptu naps. Matt at least seemed happy with the ritual, after the first time and hashing out that yes, Foggy was fine, and no, he hadn't hurt Foggy. No, the perks to having Vampire Matt around for a week were all sexy perks. For one, Matt's vampire strength made Matt's vampire dick extra hard, and Foggy did so love getting fucked. For another, those fangs of Matt's meant that he had to be extra careful when kissing Foggy, and anything that made it so Matt had to practice restraint on himself rather than having Foggy be the one to restrain him some way was fun. But really, the best part was something neither of them had anticipated. Foggy wanted to thank linguistic drift, but this meaning had been around since at least the 17th century. It just hadn't been featured in any of the vampire media Foggy had consumed before. Later that night, in bed in their apartment, Matt thrust into Foggy in one long, smooth stroke, just like Foggy had told him to. He drew back slowly, also just like Foggy had told him to, before pushing in again. Foggy groaned. Matt was leaning over Foggy, braced above him, his supernatural muscle control doing wonders for Foggy. Foggy gripped Matt's upper arms, Matt's tense flesh unyielding under Foggy's fingers. "Just like that, Matty," Foggy panted, squeezing his eyes shut to enjoy the stretch. At the next thrust in, Feels so good, baby. Praise and endearments tumbled off Foggy's tongue with each careful stroke of Matt's, interspersed with appreciative moans, and Foggy knew each word he said just made Matt hotter, more desperate. It didn't take long before Foggy felt the first stutter in that perfect rhythm. He tapped Matt's arm, and Matt stilled appropriately once he was fully seated in Foggy. Matt, recently fed, was flushed from the tips of his ears all the way down his chest. His lower lip was swollen from biting it, a drop of blood from having accidentally cut himself drying on his chin. A bead of sweat rolled down his torso to fall onto Foggy. "Is there something you want to ask me, sweetheart?" Matt shook his head no. Foggy cupped Matt's cheek, smearing that drop of blood onto his palm. He leaned up and kissed Matt, a soft kiss rather than the devouring one he wanted to plant on Matt, but couldn't right now with those fangs out. Matt swayed towards him when he pulled away, but Foggy shifted his hand to cover Matt's mouth. "Clean me up," Foggy told him, and Matt dutifully obeyed. When Matt had carefully licked off that minuscule amount of blood, Foggy settled back onto their bed. "You're doing so perfect for me, partner mine. Keep it up and you'll get to come inside me soon." Matt resumed his thrusting, no longer quite as measured and controlled as before, but Foggy had anticipated that. Foggy matched Matt, moving in time and speeding up with him. The sentences of praise gave way to lone words of enjoyment. Matt whined when one particular love, love, love fell out of Foggy. Foggy didn't make Matt pause this time. He gathered himself enough to say, "Ask me," between gasps. "Please, Foggy, please can I come inside you? Please let me come inside you. Please, you feel so good I want to come inside you. Please, 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 Foggy, give me permission to come inside." The strength of Matt's fucking increased even more as he pled with Foggy. Foggy himself was close. Matt begging was a beautiful sight, but he wanted to drag it out just a bit more yet. "Darling, not until I come first." Matt gripped Foggy's hips and adjusted their position, fucking Foggy with unerringly perfect aim and inhuman strength. If Foggy's ghostly but currently solid body could bruise, there'd be finger marks for him to enjoy tomorrow. "Please, please, I need your permission. I can't. I can't." Matt cut himself off with a choked noise as his vampiric body denied him release while still inside Foggy. "Just a little more, Matty. I'm almost there." Foggy grabbed the closest part of Matt he could reach. "As soon as I come, you can come inside me." Conditional permission finally given, Foggy let his brain white out with pleasure. It didn't take long before he was coming. At the first splash on Matt's stomach, Matt heaved and thrust into Foggy one last time, his own orgasm finally let free. Lying in bed, after having cleaned up, his muscles relaxed, body languid, and Matt a cool weight next to him, Foggy drowsily thought to himself that yes, he was going to miss Vampire Matt once the week was up. The end. Thank you for listening.